This is an All Ears English podcast episode 1205. What do boats and sarcasm have in common? Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 123 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get weekly transcripts delivered to your email inbox, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Today, we get a great listener question. What does it mean when natives say, whatever floats your boat? Find out today. All Ears English is sponsored by Indeed. If you're in charge of hiring at your company, you know that the key to making a great hire is having one easy place to go to find great candidates. That's why we love Indeed. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every single day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on All Ears English. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
It's good, Michelle. I just flew back from Colorado last night. I was on one of those tricky red eyes again.
You always wind up on those, don't you?
I do. It's so crazy. I'm so crazy. When I go to book my flights, I look for the cheapest thing and then it ends up being the most painful.
Oh my gosh, Lindsay. Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever floats your boat, right? I mean, yeah. The point is, like, you just can't sleep during the day. You have to just say, no, I'm just going to work the day and then I'll go to bed early and then I try to recover. But I'm not sure if it always works so well, to be honest.
Well, you kind of tough it out. You always make your way through.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm feeling good right now. So that's all that matters.
That's good. I don't know if you remember recently. Well, first of all, we were just having so much fun on Instagram, aren't we?
Oh, we're having a blast. We are having a blast. We are connecting with our listeners over there, guys. If you're not on our Instagram channel yet, you should be following us because you get to see, you know, you get to learn with us in a different way.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, my gosh. And sometimes I think I'm going to do a video about what. And I do remember I did one about the little known fact about my mismatching socks.
Yeah, that was a cool conversation starter for our listeners, I think. That was cool. That was funny.
That was so funny. Yeah.
That's so funny. Yeah.
I don't know why, but that's what I do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Michelle, whatever floats your boat.
Thanks, Lindsay. Awesome. Well, guys, we just used a funny, funny phrase, and we are about to get into that more. But we want to remind you guys of something before we start. Lindsay, what is it?
Yeah, guys, we want to remind you, if you are taking IELTS this year, then go and sign up. Subscribe to the IELTS Energy Podcast. My co-host over there, Jessica, was an examiner for 14 years. So you cannot it's amazing. You cannot find better information on that exam anywhere, guys. So go subscribe.
Okay, awesome, awesome. All right, so whatever floats your boat, why are we talking about this today? It's because we have an awesome listener question about this fun phrase. So Lindsay, could you read the question for us?
Yeah, this question is from Su Young H. So she says, hello there. Thanks for reviewing my question and making it a great episode. It was great. All right. Mm-hmm. So she asked a question before. I do hear many very interesting vocabulary words while I'm working. One day, my coworker brought a nice gift from his hometown in India, and he said, does this float your boat? Mm-hmm. And I understood this from the context, and I looked it up in Google, and it looks like it has other usages. Can you cover this topic one day? Thank you so much, Su Young.
Okay. Oh, this is a lot of fun, this one.
Yeah, this is great. This is great. Does it float your boat? I like it.
Okay, so what do you think about the intonation for whatever floats your boat? How would you say it?
Yeah, it's so important, right? Because I feel like this is part of the delivery of it, and it really creates the right kind of the right feeling with the phrase. I would say whatever floats your boat.
Yeah, you know? That's how I would say it too.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. Because I feel like I've heard this phrase used. It's like in a sarcastic kind of way. But it, like you said, kind of teasing the other person about maybe something that they do or that they like.
Yep, exactly.
I do think, you know, it could maybe be used in a more genuine way. Like, oh, whatever floats your boat. I'm good with, you know, like whatever you want to do, you know, something like that. But I think it's mostly used in this way. And that's what we're going to focus on today is a sarcastic kind of teasing, playful way.
It's definitely a way to tease someone. For sure. Yeah. I mean, so what exactly does it mean, Michelle, this phrase?
Well, I think it's basically saying do whatever you like, kind of like, I don't understand it, but do what you like. That's what I think.
Exactly. Yeah, that's right. I also think of the phrase, do you ever hear people, it's an old school phrase that I hear from people, especially in the countryside, they'll say things like, it's a free country. Like, have you that phrase?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's a free country. Oh,
we could do a whole episode on that, phrase. Country. Oh, a lot of connotations there and you know, around who would say it and who wouldn't. But kind of in the same vein, in the same basic idea, you know, whatever floats your boat.
Right. That's a really good one, Lindsay. Yeah, I mean, I think like with the sock example, right? So I said, I have mismatched socks. I think the phrase can be used when someone, you know, like I do something with my socks that's a little bit different than usual, right? Most people don't do this. And so you're kind of being playful with me, right? So like, I wouldn't say this in a formal situation and certainly not with a boss, right? Like I wouldn't, right, yeah. Lindsay?
Yeah, unless you have like a personal relationship with the boss, right. Like outside of work and you're like in a bar on your personal time. But definitely, yeah, I mean, it requires a definite lightheartedness between you and the other person for sure.
Right. Exactly. So let's do a few examples for our listeners, Lindsay. Okay. Let's do the first one.
All right. So Michelle, I think we should go to Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Well, whatever floats your boat, Lindsay. I may pass on it, though.
I would pass on that, too. I mean, oh, who really gosh, wants to? Knows. Yeah. There are no bathrooms. I mean, come on.
That's, to me, the worst. I mean, yeah. I would never make it.
No way.
So why did I say this phrase to you here, Lindsay?
Well, you are saying that you probably won't even be interested in that, but you're saying, hey, you're allowed to have your own opinion. And if that's what I want to do, then that's cool. Like it has a sense of like, just let the person be as they are in their own weirdness.
Right. Exactly.
Guys, if you want to take your learning one level deeper, then listen to the show, but also see real-time transcripts on your phone and practice important vocabulary words. You can do all of this inside the iOS app. Go to allearsenglish.com/bonuses on your iOS device to download the app and start listening there. allearsenglish.com/bonuses.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
All right, let's do another one. Lindsay, I like to wake up every day at 9 a.m. and eat a pizza. It's the best breakfast.
Whatever floats your boat, Michelle. I'm more of a cereal and toast person.
Okay.
Oh, man, can you eat pizza in the morning? Like cold pizza?
I can eat cold pizza. I'm sure I've eaten in the morning, but probably not since my college days.
Okay, that is a college thing. I can't eat pizza in the morning. I tried it once. I had like cold pizza in the morning and I felt sick all day. Oh, I just can't do it.
No, I don't think I really no idea the last time I did that, but I'm sure it's happened. like in the morning, I can't eat anything like too heavy, you know?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
So basically you're saying like, it's almost like you're saying, like, I think what you're telling me is like a little bit funny, but if that's your thing, if you like that, you know, cool. You know, that's basically what it is in a teasing way.
Yeah, exactly. So there are a few other ways that we could get this point across, right, Michelle?
Right. Okay. So, you know, some of these may be like a little bit less silly, maybe a little bit more genuine, but it really depends how you say it. That's the thing. All right. So yes. The first one is whatever makes you happy.
Okay. So here's an example of how we would use that. So, Michelle, I want to move out west.
Oh, whatever makes you happy, Lindsay. That's great. Right?
Awesome.
But if I said it in a different way, it would have a different connotation. So you want to try it one more time?
Okay. So, Michelle, I want to move out west. I love the west.
Oh, whatever makes you happy, Lindsay.
Okay. So the second one, tell me if I'm right. It sounded like you were being a little bit more skeptical, a little more skepticism in your voice there.
Right. Like maybe like, all right, you know, like maybe a little judgmental in a way, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I know how New Yorkers feel about L.A. And we're going to be talking about that more. We'll be talking, guys, actually, as we speak right now, let's see, this comes out August 8th. I'm in the middle of a relocation, moving out west. I never thought I would live in California, Michelle. I never imagined it.
Yeah,
and I'm not joking here. Just 2 years ago, when we did our course, the Connected Communicator out in LA, I did a video and I said I could never live in LA, but we are actually going to give it a shot. We're going to give it a try. So,
that's
guys,
awesome.
Stay tuned for more episodes. As we speak now, I'm on a cross-country road trip enjoying the Mountain West, Yosemite, and Glacier. I'll have lots of stories on Instagram for you guys there, so go check it out.
Awesome. All right. So, one more. Let's do. What's another one?
Oh, I like this one. I feel like this one's actually a lot more modern than whatever floats your boat. So, whatever works.
Right. Or you could even say whatever works for you, right?
Yeah. Yes.
You could say either one.
Yeah. Okay. Let's show our listeners how to do it.
All right. Lindsay, I'm going to buy a $2,000 purse.
Whatever works for you.
Yeah.
I would never spend $2,000 on a purse.
No, me either. Me either.
No
that's
way.
That's for sure. So, you know, that one sounds, again, kind of more like whatever floats your boat. It's more sarcastic sounding. You could say it in a more genuine way, I suppose, like, oh, whatever works for you, right? But the meaning is like a little bit different there. And we're kind of focusing on this sarcastic sounding way, right?
Yeah, I like that. I like that. That one's modern. I would definitely recommend that one for our listeners here. Yeah,
for
supernatural.
Sure.
Yes.
For sure. Let's put them all together.
Okay, let's do it. So what is going on here? I feel like we're always roommates or sisters.
I know. Well, how many relationships are there, really?
That's true. What are we doing here?
All right. Well, here we are, sisters, and we are scheduling a flight out to see our parents.
Okay, cool. So, hey, when do you want to go?
Well, I'd like to take a 6 a.m. flight.
6 a.m. That is so early. All right. Whatever floats your boat.
Well, then we'll have more time there. What do you want to do, 10 p.m.?
No, whatever works for you.
Okay, thanks. Should we go for first class?
No, I like coach.
Whatever makes you happy.
Speaking of 6 a.m. flights, those are the worst because lately I've had a bunch of 6 a.m. flights and the problem is you have to get up at 3 a.m. So essentially you're not going to bed.
Right. Yeah, I've done the 6 a.m. flight. So
that's rough. That's rough. And then you get there and you've got like a super long day and you can't go to sleep and you feel like you've been up for 5 days by the time you finally go to bed that night.
I know. It's terrible. It's terrible. Yeah. Hopefully I won't be doing that anytime soon.
No. So here, what did I say? I said whatever floats your boat. For this one, I feel like is here, guys, was just for the sake of the role play to get these all in. But I feel like usually I would say whatever floats your boat when it's something I'm not going to participate in necessarily. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it seems like here I'm going to go on the flight too, right, with you. We're going together, or you are, rather. But like, usually I feel like I'd say it more, that person's doing that weird thing. Hey, whatever floats your boat, go for it.
Right. But I think that in this situation, because then we're like having a back and forth about it. Right.
Yeah.
So in that way, you're saying like whatever floats your boat, like, you know, and then I'm saying, well, what do you want? You know, like,
you haven't
agreed to it. So I feel like.
Okay. I see. Yeah. That makes sense.
So but I mean, either way would work here. But no, I definitely understand what you're saying there.
Yeah, the phrase definitely gives you a chance to like show that you don't necessarily want to do that thing, but you're kind of accepting the other person for whatever they want to do to some extent. Right. Yeah, I like it.
Right. And then I said, what do you want to do, 10 p.m.? And then you said, no, whatever works for you. It's almost like we're
trying to compromise.
Yeah, we're trying. Yeah, but I almost feel like we're like a little bit arguing, like whatever works for you, you know, like, you know, so, you know, these phrases, guys, can be used in different ways for sure. Like if you say it like, oh, no, whatever works for you, that's different than, well, whatever works for you, you know.
Oh, for sure. Tone is huge. Right. Tone is so important. And guys, now that you know these phrases, you'll be listening for them out in the world. So it's going to help you use them for sure.
Right. And then you said, no, I like coach. And I said, whatever makes you happy. It's like, I don't like coach, but if you really want that, I guess we'll just do it, you know?
Yeah, I love that. Okay, that's great. Yeah, these are good phrases. I like this.
Yeah, this is really fun, guys. I think this is really good stuff. So, yeah, really good way to kind of tease someone in a little bit of a funny way, lighthearted way, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, I love it. This is good. So, guys, make sure you listen for these phrases now. You know, go out and start to experiment with them, because, you know, the only way you're going to move yourself to that next level is by really, you know, pushing yourself and trying things that you don't know if they'll actually work, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so good. But Michelle, I want to remind our listeners to check out Instagram again, because as we mentioned at the beginning of the episode, you know, you've been putting some great posts up there.
Thank you, right? Me too.
Yeah, and you guys will have a chance this summer to really, you know, have an inside look on, for example, on my trip out west and what Jessica and Michelle are doing this summer too. So go over there and follow us on Instagram. It's going to be cool.
Awesome. That's great. Okay. Well, guys, this has been fun. You know, remember, these phrases are great because they help you talk about your preferences, right? So if I tell you, oh, I do mismatching socks, right? It's good to comment on that. When people, you know, like, just to tell them what you think. Maybe you think that's a little bit silly. It's fun. Just so you know, these phrases can sound sarcastic. So if you're trying to be really genuine, you know, with someone, you may not want to use them with a certain intonation.
Yeah, or use them in a sarcastic way, right? Go for that next level. To be able to use English sarcastically would be a huge jump, guys, in looking for that connection. And that's what it's all about. So, yeah.
That's right. Okay, Lindsay, well, this has been fun. And thanks to our listener for that question.
All right, awesome. All right, Michelle, talk soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.